Shalom uvracha. We are continuing to appreciate the wonderful world that Hashem has created for us through the Mizmor Bochi Nafshi. So the first psukim are going day by day of the Maitzah Bereishis. Oito or Kasalmo, that's the first day, the special light and heat that we get from the sun that Hashem created, perfectly designed for the needs of humanity and the physical world, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater, much more intense than that. But He made it perfectly fitting for us. Then we saw the second day of creation, Noitesh Shemaim Kayariah, the Rekia and the atmosphere that separates between above the atmosphere and below the atmosphere, the water vapor that protects us. There's also the source of sustenance that brings down the rains, which Hashem brings from one place to the next with His ruach, His winds. The planet Earth underneath, which has the energy within it that keeps it going, and also adds to the warmth and protection of our atmosphere. And now the next four psukim are describing the third day of creation, which is land coming above the water. It's a bracha we say every day. Raka ha'aretz al ha'mayim. One of the amazing things Hashem did. Initially, in the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, it says it was just water. The earth was covered completely by water, which would be the natural state. If you have a bowl and water around it, so the water has no place to go. It spreads evenly, and everything is covered by water. Toim kalvusht kisisoi. The depths were covered with these waters. Then it continues, al harim yamdu mayim min garas yanusin min kol ramcha yechafezen yal harim yedu vakoyis al mokim seyisata lohem. Hashem, with His voice, kavayochel, caused the change, the topology of the earth. And instead of being just a round ball, it became horim of akoyes, became mountains, valleys, fissures. That's what causes the water to stay where it is. The crust of the earth changed its position from being straight to moving one part of the crust on the other and forcing certain parts higher up and certain parts lower down. That creates all the mountains and the land masses that we have around the planet. And underneath the water is the same thing. Just like above the water we have mountains and plains, valleys, and so too under the water have the same thing. There's mountains and plains, valleys, fissures, all created by this. What the Pasuk describes as the call of Hashem to make movement. Hashem activated this by the energy underneath in the core of the planet that eventually caused the movement of different plates of the surface of the earth and volcanic eruptions, different things that caused this. But everything was exactly designed so that the water should stay in its place in the oceans and we should have the land masses on top of it. There's a constant interaction between the harim, the mountains on top, and the water. Like it says, Yalo harim yedu v'koyis, the water is going up and down. Underneath the ocean, the water is being pushed up, and the mountains that are under the ocean. And on top of the ocean, on top of dry land masses, we have the water coming down from the rains. And we know there's a constant interaction between the two. The fact that the water goes on the landmass, on the stones, and the earth, converts the stones into earth, and that brings life to the world. Many, many different type of chemical processes that happen in this. But that's the bottom line. The world is constantly recycling the important atoms and compounds that it needs, that are needed to make the earth type of earth that can produce fruit, produce, everything else that grows from the ground. And so the atmosphere should have the right combination of also atoms and molecules that make life possible. And there's so many interactions and cycles that are going on with the carbon atoms, with the nitrogen, water. This is all the part of the system that Hashem set up. That the world should be sustained from what it has throughout the history of mankind. So when we get up in the morning and we see around us the earth, the mountains, the sky, the clouds, the winds, pay attention how everything was perfectly designed for us, so we should live in a pleasant fashion. We should have everything we need, all the nutrients that we need. So plant life should grow, and eventually animals and us take advantage of that growth that Hashem set up. The last pasuk is Gvul Samto Bal Yavorim Bal Yeshuvim Lechazus Oretz. Hashem set up in a way that the water is retained in the oceans and doesn't spread out again and destroy us. We know every once in a while there is a tsunami or something like that, and it causes such tremendous destruction, flooding. More people were killed from flooding than any other natural disaster in the last 100 years. That happens once in a blue moon, and only in certain parts of the world. Because Hashem is always watching over us, set up the world in a fashion that mitzad echad, we have everything we need and everything is set up for us. Mitzad hasheni, like we mentioned before, sometimes Hashem feels the need to have reminders that we should not take things for granted. We should be zeich always to take things not for granted, to appreciate everything that we have, live peaceful, happy lives, samech b'chalkeinu, and that will bring us tremendous siyat and shumai, that we will not need to have any of these reminders. We only have bracha, v'sholem, v'chol tuf.